We'll pray. Lord, we come before thee now. At thy feet we humbly bow. Speak a word to us this day which will guide us on our way. Amen. You know, I need to clean my headlights. I'm not quite sure how to get that white stuff off off the surface of the headlight. Clean headlights are very important. Without headlights, we wouldn't be able to drive at night. There are too many things hidden in the road, in the darkness. Perhaps there's a moose up ahead. Yes, I hit one. A curve in the highway. A big pothole. A patch of ice. A stop sign. We need clean headlights to see the things that are hidden in the darkness. Well, this is true of our spiritual headlights also. Many times the Bible refers to our lives on earth as a journey along a road to a specific destination. The Lord warns us about the darkness that is on this road. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. Perhaps today we would say they don't know what will make them crash. Jeremiah also warns, their way shall be to them like slippery ways. In the darkness they shall be driven on and fall in them. If there is no light, our situation is as Isaiah described. We look for light, but there is darkness. For brightness, but we walk in blackness. We grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as at twilight. That's a bleak outlook. Fear not, O little flock, for we have this truth from our God, from Psalm 119, verse 105. Your word is like a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. So God has not left us to stumble about in the darkness, to crash and burn in the fires of hell. He has so graciously provided us with his word. And what does that word tell us? Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Our Savior has shined into our lives, into our hearts, with that word of full and free forgiveness that brightens everything up. He has dispersed those gloomy clouds of night. The dayspring from on high has visited us to give light to those who sit in darkness, in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Through his word, this light shines on in our hearts and in our lives. It clearly lights the way ahead of us, the way that leads on high. How desperately this light is needed, because darkness does indeed cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. So many are the voices who, as Isaiah said, call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness. For example, fourth commandment. We hear about parental authority over their own children being discarded by some public schools. Fifth commandment. The killing of unborn infants is hailed as a good thing, a woman's right. The sixth commandment. Homosexuality and all its perverted offspring are promoted by society. And we could go on. But these are not the deepest depths of darkness. The depths are found under the first table of the law. This country was founded on Christian principles. I don't mean it was founded on Christianity, but the principles. Now, this country puts Jesus on the same level as all of the other so-called gods of the world. Actually, it's worse than that. Slowly but surely, Christianity is being treated as a harmful religion. The theory of evolution, not creation, is celebrated as the truth. Darkness for light. Even churches, and that includes Lutheran churches, cast aside the Bible as the authority and substitute the opinions of men. In these and many other ways, the world is calling evil good and good evil. Light is being replaced by darkness. Now, we're able to see this. What I've told you is no surprise to you, because the light of Christ is shining into that darkness for us and exposing the evil for what it is. As Christ said, everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done by God. This campus at ILC is flooded with light. In the classrooms, in chapel, in the dormitories, on the walkways, wherever Jesus is being talked about, wherever his word is being presented, there the light shines. One day you're going to be leaving this campus. You're going to continue your journey, and it's going to take you into a dark world. So, dear children of God, keep your headlights clean. Don't let the dirt of sin block the light. Be quick to turn to Jesus when you do sin. Turn to him for forgiveness, and he will wash away that dirt. Don't let false doctrine cloud over your spiritual headlights, making the way of truth difficult to see. Turn to your Bible on a daily basis. Its light will expose falsehood and reveal truth. And then, sooner than we think, the Lord will come, who will bring to light the hidden counsel, hidden things of darkness, and reveal the counsels of the heart. Then each one's praise will come from God. And then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. We turn to hymn number 62. We'll be singing verses 3 and 4. Hymn 62.
Death's dark shadows fall.